Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Wrestle Culture. Little bunny fiend wrestling through the forest, scooping up the jobbers and dropping them on their heads.
Oh my god.
Down
Jesus
Papa
Christ.
H. And Papa H said,
it's time to play the game.
I'm Adam Wilbur from What Culture, joined by Bill James and Adam Nicholas from What Culture.
Not for long.
To discuss all that goes on in wrestling this week.
Why do we not film this? He was literally doing a bunny impression and then got so mad he almost broke the table.
Yeah. Almost broke the table and went a shade of red that only the Fiend's lightning could
Indeed.
Have produced.
But before we get into
it. Are you all right?
It's been a weird week.
He's just been getting a week of aggression out in that one song.
I don't think the Fiend's coming back to WWE. He's here right now. He just took the flipping mask off.
Before we get into it, though, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Super O, which is still alive, AW Dynamite, AW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, joined by Nicholas and Phil in a week dominated by conversation about the White Rabbit. Is Bray Wyatt, maybe not the Fiend, but is Bray Wyatt returning to WWE tonight, do you reckon?
Tell you what, I know really hope good. It's not, because it would be so funny to watch the internet implode, and I would be here for all of the crazy discourse online if it's not Bray Wyatt. But on the flip side of that, it has to be, surely? Like, come on, it has to be.
I remember a time when John Krasinski swore blind on television interviews and God knows what that Michael Scott was not going to be in the finale of The Office. He swore blind and he was. I would love the opposite. Just for the chaos. Oh, it's going to be the Fiend. It's going to be Bray Wyatt. Nope. It's none of them. It's absolutely none of them. It's not even anybody you know. It's just someone,
someone random
who's getting it bad in a bunny costume. Like, that's what I want. I don't want to. No, I'm only joking. The problem I have is,
it's a new Playboy Bunny character. We're bringing back the divas.
The problem is, it's all fun and games, right? Until he actually comes back, right? And I've been making notes and I've kept the receipts and I'm looking at you, Adam Wilbur, and I'm looking at you, Michael Hamflett, wherever the hell
yes.
you are. Oh, we missed the Fiend. Oh, we missed Bray Wyatt. Oh, the day he comes back, I'm starting a counter, and I want to know how long it's going to take before you guys are sick to the back teeth of the Fiend's wild and wacky promos going nowhere, Bray's stuff going nowhere. It's going to be fun to watch, I will say that much.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? Like, I've been comparing it all week long to the Y2J. X plus 1, 2, 9, I think it was the code you had to crack. Ooh. And you were like, X plus 1, Y, 2 is 2. Nice, like the alphabet's J. It's yes, Y2J. It's Chris Jericho. It was really easy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we said this a lot with the Punk stuff as well. That's the beauty of it. You're like, I'm almost certain it's got all the allusions to early Bray Wyatt and some of the phrases he's used and blah, blah, blah. And there's the old, but there's a clock thing in the, what's it called? I always forget what it's called. I want to say egg timer. It's definitely not that.
Sun timer thing.
That.
definitely has a.
I don't think Karrion Kross would be quite as terrifying if he put an egg timer on the ring and just twisted it.
One of those little chicken hands.
Tick tock. And then there's like Demon, obviously. It's Finn Balor, but Finn Balor's kind of busy with stuff right now. It feels like it has to be Bray. And one way or another, I'm intrigued. Like you say, I'm not sure I want to return to the days of arrive, talk, bollocks, leave, Bray Wyatt, or I've got a big hammer, Bray Wyatt.
I'm made of goo.
But it's going to be a very big conversation topic for weeks and months to come. Bray.
100%. Oh, it's going to be great at work. We're gonna get plenty of clicks of it. That's really
going to be the thumbnail of the news tomorrow.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Even if you nodded it.
I've been talking about this all week with Hamflet. Going, I always take the piss out of him because he stays up to watch Dynamite after Dynamite, and he's got kids as well.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You're bonkers. And then there's a bit of me tonight going, you could just stay up and watch SmackDown, you know. But then also, as you have both alluded to, if I'm there 3 a.m. in the morning and they go, well, there's a rabbit in the ring. Let's find out what that's about next week. As much as I'm going to enjoy Braun Strowman versus Otis, as much as I'm going to enjoy more of the Bloodline shenanigans with Sami Zayn and the Usos defending those tag titles against the brawling brutes, if I stayed up and didn't get Bray Wyatt, that's my weekend ruined.
Whatever it is, I do hope it's not Eat of Worlds Bray and not The Fiend. Like, I hope it's something new.
Yeah.
Like, he's reinvented himself, obviously, a lot in the past, and I feel like The Fiend is done. Like, The Fiend is cooked.
The Fiend is
sufficiently cooked.
Let's go
to something new. Let's make him the Mad Hatter if they're going down the Alice in Wonderland route.
You've got it wrong.
New.
Yeah, Phil. You've got it wrong. He's got to come back as the Muscle Man, hasn't he?
Yes.
That guy was legit.
Right?
He was too legit to quit.
Back as just a Mr. Motivator character.
It was great, man. I'm not kidding. It was super good, that. And he just never really got to do it. Remember the Wyatt's gym t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me if you got him properly into the game, they wouldn't be selling like hotcakes with Wyatt's gym t-shirt. He just ultimately, unsurprisingly, promoted himself into far too many bits and pieces that they couldn't keep tabs on it. I just, you know what it is, all jokes aside, if he does come back, all you want is for him to... If he cuts a promo where he's like, I'm going to kill a guy and I'm going to win, let's have him win it. Like, and if he can't do that, don't let him just go in there and do whatever he says, because that's where the problems lie.
Yeah.
He used to go in
don't
there
give
and
him
say,
the world title with no plans of how you're actually going to get it off this
like,
guy.
Genuinely, when I started watching again in 2015 or whatever, when I saw him, I was absolutely captivated by Bray Wyatt, whereas all the people who'd seen him like have that long run with Cena and Jericho and all that stuff, which just didn't work out for him. They were like, why do you like this guy? Because I hadn't heard any of that. He sounded legit. And then obviously as time went on, he just never got the wins. And it's a shame because he really did have stuff there. It's just they never seemed to want to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to sit under a Triple H WWE, because I think if Bray Wyatt was coming back, but it was coming back to the WWE that he'd left, you'd have gone, right, okay, well, they clearly need a shot in the arm and they're getting back the people they released because his absence makes the heart grow fonder. But they're probably eventually just going to slot back right into where they were. It's a different world, ironically, now. And like you say, like if you can get him back to, say, WrestleMania 30 you fought Cena at?
Yes.
And you were like,
yes.
Have him beat Cena. Cena's beat him. That's completely ruined all of his aura.
That's it. Those are moments, aren't they? You get somebody where they arrive at that point where they have to win this match and they don't.
It's like the Rusev thing with Cena again.
Yeah. I honestly would have had him. Controversial for all you Undertaker fans out there. I would have had him beat Taker's ass bad that year after Taker came back after losing to Brock Lesnar.
It didn't matter then.
Because it didn't matter. And he's already he's already dead.
Yep.
He's been dead for years. just kill him some more.
I remember them getting the most annoyed with The Fiend, where they were, it was Hell in a Cell, the pay-per-view, wasn't it? They just did a Hell in a Cell match on another one.
Yep.
And I was like, they got him, brought him in SummerSlam. Me and Hamflet. Oh my god, this is amazing! This is incredible. Like, what the sky's the limit with this guy. And you were like, oh my god! And the next pay per view is Hell in a Cell. Who's he going to kill next? Why is he fighting for the world title so fast? Like, you could have just had him do Hell in a Cell as the Fiend, kill someone else. If you want to be like, well, Seth can't lose the title yet, and just wait. Can't, like you say, just go in. Right, we'll put him in a title match. Is he going to win the title? No. What? Well, he's going to lose? Well, not really.
No, he can't really lose either. Interesting.
We'll put a toolbox on his head. It's fine. It'll be fine. What about
giant mallet? Is everything.
What about a giant mallet? Yeah, it's quite bad. What about a tiny little sledgehammer? Ooh, more bad. We may have to call it off now.
What was the commentary call? Was it? He's like, he's trying to impale him and he had the comedy hammer. I was like, what?
Yeah. I don't know if you know how mallets work. They're not famous for impaling. They are famous for squashing people.
But speaking of comebacks...
I wish you could see the expression on his face.
Rogan! I'm talking about War Games.
Why did it sound like you said Rogan?
I thought he said Rogan.
I was like, what the hell are you getting me into here? I don't want to sit here and talk about Joe Rogan for the next 30 minutes.
Well, War Games is returning for Survivor Series. Your thoughts on this, Adam Nicholas? So obviously an NXT thing for a while, and well, he's just gone like that from NXT, I like that from NXT, and I like that. So that's coming to the main roster.
Well, we've already flirted with a bit of UFC patter there, so why not just follow some Nate Diaz? I ain't surprised, motherfucker! Better beat that one out. Because it's Triple H. Of course he's going to do Triple H stuff. And this actually makes sense, though, right? I mean, NXT, I know it was part of the brand, and I do wonder if that means, I assume, it's no longer going to be an NXT thing ever. I don't know, like, are they going to be part of it? What's the exact, like, specification of it?
There is two War Games matches at Survivor Series, so which I would just assume that'd be men's and women's. Yeah.
But Survivor Series, though, that's what I mean. Not
And it's not Raw versus SmackDown
exactly.
Anymore.
They won't be bringing in NXT. This is the stuff I was most interested in, not that, because I think that's boring. It's been done to death. And even if it was working, there's nothing wrong with the change, just to keep it fresh every now and again. I assume that means the NXT stuff's gone, but either way, not a terrible thing, because I think they had... How many times did we see it got to the point, even in NXT, where they'd kind of run out of... The reasons didn't feel as legit. I didn't think anyway, in my opinion. But this is good. I think it's a great match. To see it on the big, big stage, though, is going to be super interesting, because I think Triple H is going to want to put his stamp on it. And much like most of the things he's done so far, he's going to want them to last in the history books, which means a really good War Games, maybe?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I've already seen the graphics people have knocked up, and I don't really care who's on the other side of things, but if you've got the bloodline, if you've got Roman Usos, Solo Sikoa, and Sami Zayn, Honor Us, versus, let's be honest, anyone.
Literally anyone.
Pick a bunch of faces.
It's just...
I tell you what's interesting as well, because the last real great War Games I remember like really enjoying was the one which Michael Hamflett was in Chicago for. And no coincidence, the Survivor Series and that were like intertwined. It felt like... I don't know why, it just felt perfect. The storytelling at that time had NXT on the main roster as well. Kevin Owens obviously dropping down. It just all felt right. So putting these together just makes sense to me. I don't know why, if it's a branding thing or just the success they had the last time, I would have done this a long time ago.
And give the people scope who aren't in the War Games matches to use both rings.
Yes, yes. Oh, one of the most annoying things ever. You got a ring, we got two rings, but we're only allowed in one. Well, let's keep them on forever. That's fine.
Chuck Ricochet in there.
Yeah, man.
Bounce around all over the place.
Nathan Fraser up from NXT.
You do feel confident, though, he's going to nail this Triple H. Like, this is...
Yeah, like, I feel like he kind of has to at this point. Like, War Games has obviously been his little baby in NXT, the thing that he wanted to bring back kind of thing. Personally, I can take or leave War Games as a concept generally. I enjoy the matches most of the time, but, like, I'm not going to be super excited by someone shouting War Games at me.
Well, don't shout it, but also, what if they were shouting it from inside of a bin when they jumped off the top of a cage?
Oh, there you go. I mean, the matches themselves generally come out really well. I'm definitely a lot more interested in getting rid of Raw versus SmackDown as a concept, because that is really tired and really shoehorned in, and it's been really bad for a long time. So I'm glad they're scrapping that completely. I just feel like bringing War Games in, maybe it'll just be a one-off and it'll just be Survivor Series. And it makes sense for like the bloodline and then everybody going up against the bloodline, and it's fine for this one thing. But then when it becomes a rolling thing, it just becomes another Hell in a Cell, another TLC, another Extreme Rules, something that you kind of have to shoehorn into your calendar just because it's coming up, rather than there's an actual feud that warrants it. And that's what I worry about it. But hopefully, maybe it's just one thing and then next year we'll do something else. Like if you bring back the Deadly Games tournament thing, that'd be a great idea.
That would be an interesting idea to bring back a different... It doesn't always have to be the same thing just because it's that time.
But just a different group kind of aesthetically thing each Survivor Series. Because the 5-on-5 is dead, let's say. But the Deadly Games was goddamn amazing. Like, imagine that pay-per-view so much.
Imagine the Michaels losing their little dicks seeing the Deadly Games branding, but it's...
Yeah, the little skull with the snake.
But it's 3D and it's superimposed on the screen. Ooh, that would be unreal.
Yeah, I think, and it's not... I'm not ruling this out because it's no longer Red versus... But I was very happy that we're not getting red versus blue anymore. But this is the one year where I was like, oh, I would quite like to see the Intercontinental Champion versus the US Champion for once, because that'd be a tasty affair. But that doesn't
mean
that
doesn't have to happen. I'd like to see the Universal Champion versus the World Champion as well. That'd be pretty
that would have been fascinating. I wish Simon Miller had got his wish of watching Roman Reigns versus Chex Notes, Roman Reigns.
I think as well, if you are going to do the bloodline on one side, I think on the other side, you need a veteran of War Games. So Pat McAfee needs to be involved.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean,
Kevin Owens needs to be involved because Sammy's on the other side.
Tell me when you tell lies, you know what I mean? This guy's telling only facts on this pod.
Well, that's a lovely way of me to segue into switching gears slightly to AEW and CM Punk, who, by all reports, or at least Wade Keller's PWTorch.com report, appears to be done with AEW. Don't be sad that it's over. Be glad that it happened, Phil.
Hey, he only appears to be done. Never say never in this crazy world of wrestling.
Some people still think it's all a big work. And that's me saying that.
Ronda Rousey's one of them.
He did say this, yeah. Oh, Ronda.
Oh, Ronda, what are you like, eh?
You little scum.
I mean, you've just got to sit and wait for this to play out. It's a ridiculous situation, obviously, that they've got themselves into. I think it's obviously a massive loss to AEW. I'm pretty sure Tony Khan is scrambling to try and figure out a way of solving this problem. And
it's not signing more people, Tony,
it's
just to let you know.
Not signing more.
Yeah, but you're good.
I think you've had enough.
Yeah, you've got enough there. But yeah, it's going to be a huge loss for them. And it's sad that it kind of ended like this. To be fair, it's an incredible story. The amount of time he was off, the desperation that people wanted to bring CM Punk back, and then it ends like this.
It's
a hell of a roller coaster of a ride that he took us on.
What I'd like to do is a little tie in here, is because we were just talking about Survivor Series, and we obviously know what happened with CM Punk, and it's all been a bit mad, hasn't it, since that press conference. But if the red and blue stuff hadn't been happening for all those years, we wouldn't have had all the memes where it was like, this is the AEW locker room after CM Punk did the presser. And you remember when SmackDown invaded Raw?
Yeah.
And they were like bursting in the locker rooms and just beating one dude up. That was exactly it. We got loads of that. It was wonderful. And if we hadn't have had all those years of red and blue, what would we have done with that? But on a more serious note, though, yeah, the Punk stuff is not surprising. I have to say, like, I can't do that bit again, can I? So, but I think he's such a like divisive guy to begin with anyway. If you love him, you are like a fierce, staunch defender of him. If you hate him, you really, really hate him. I think that's how it tends to be with Punk. But people saying that this wasn't a good, or this was like the most overhyped run or whatever.
Yeah, what?
What are you on about? Like, literally, what are you talking about? Like, even if this is it, that is one of the wildest years in professional wrestling. Like, from top to bottom, good, bad, ugly, all of it.
Yep.
Like, mostly, the stuff he actually did in-ring was unreal. To this day, I think for me personally, where it all went wrong, guys, if we were all just paying attention, Old Man Punk was great. It was a really good story they were telling. I don't think he was ready to win the title off Page. Hangman Page says stayed the champ for a little bit longer than he should have. Not that I've ever mentioned that on this podcast before. And it all started to go wrong after you took Cowboy off the title, in my personal opinion, although we have seen the elevation of John Moxley to my favorite heights ever, so maybe it was all meant to happen.
Did also see a great meme about that this week, which was, I think it was a shot from Cody when he was like brawling in the crowd with Seth, I assume, and it was like Renee Baguette when she sees Moxley wins the world title again and they're meant to be going on holiday.
Unreal. Actually, can we just say, are we talking about this yet? Can I just shout out, because I loved the Moxley curb stomp that he did. Oh, loved it. Really loved it. Like, just a little wink and nod. He hasn't done anything like that.
No, exactly.
That was nice to see that. It really was.
Until I see the piece of paper that says he's done, I'm always going to hold a candle for him, because I think you're right. I think it's been a sensational run in AEW.
Oh, unbelievable.
The MJF storyline, genuinely.
Best thing they've ever done.
Yeah. So, so good.
Well, maybe not better than Kenny Page for me, but the actual week to week, I'd say definitely. Week to week, maybe, definitely.
So good. And just look at like what Powerhouse Hobbs has got to say about Punk. I think I'm sure other people who might have the polar opposite to say about him, but he clearly has been beneficial to certain people in that locker room. And, you know, we did this podcast yesterday. You go and check it out. Me and the Dadleys talking all about Punk potentially being finished with AEW and missed opportunities and things like that. And now, like, I know he's been on backstage, but that wasn't a WWE thing and blah, blah, blah. Now, and I know it's a gimmick that I do, but I've never been more, so you're telling me there's a chance. I know it's trips. It's not like, well, Vince is gone and now CM Punk's best friend's in charge of WWE. But, like, just the opportunity potentially for him to set the record straight on him, just him as a person, the opportunity to get that Mania main event whenever it may be, the opportunity, arguably, to stick it to Omega and the Bucks now. Like,
I tell you what.
I don't care what your driving force behind it is. It's become, like, it's gone from 0.5% to 1% in terms of the chance of it actually happening. But it's
still doubled.
It's increased.
Speaking of cents, dollars and cents is what's going to get him over there. Because I think he's had a realization where, in his head, I think that's part of him thinks he's going to that press conference to drop all them truths and everyone's going to be like, yeah, all right, yeah. And in fact, it's like, wait a minute, I'm the heel? What's happening here? Everybody hates me. And I think he needs to go, now more than ever, if there's a company who understands and will appreciate dollars and cents, it's that company. It's the one that's literally, will literally stab anyone in the back to make dollars and cents.
Yeah.
And his included, we should point out, his real bad back at one point. And I don't even know if he's motivated by spite. I just think that's how it's his character. If he thinks he's still got a story to tell, you have to go where you can go. And he's not going to go anywhere that isn't the major player, is he? I don't think.
And he's realized that he can still go as well, like through all this. Like a lot of the reservations about coming back is like, can I still do this? Mm. It's been 7 years.
I'd honestly say at this point, it's more of a question of, would they have him? Like, do they need him? I don't know. Is it worth it? Like,
I think they take him.
But
it's a risk for the locker room. Like, in a good place right now.
This is true. This is very true.
Just Triple H wants to put his stamp on it. And what's more powerful than saying no to CM Punk is pretty good. But also, this is another nice segue to more of the internet patter where, did you see this thing about basically AEW just slowly picking up everybody who was ever on WWE backstage?
Yes, I did see that.
CM Punk, Paige. The only one they haven't got, I think, at this point is Renee Young. They've got CM Punk, they've got Paige, Adam Cole, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Joe, of course.
They'll never get Booker T because he doesn't want to be gone. But yeah, fascinating. I love that Tony Khan just went, I'll have that.
It is fun. Though, in wrestling, if there's anyone to open up a spite star, it's going to be CM Punk.
I mean, that's very true. Oh, man, imagine if he opened up... It wouldn't be a spite one, but just that, after all that muffin patter. He opens up his own bakery.
That's his next.
And it's named something really, like, spiteful towards the books. Like, yeah. Oh, it'd be great, that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Nicholas mentioned Grand Slam. Obviously, there is now a new world champion in AEW, John Moxley, 3-time world champion. The right call for you at Grand Slam?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's probably going to lose it quite quickly. I don't think it's going to be as long a run as he has had, let's say. And I think it's going to go to MJF at some point. I think it's absolutely logical that that happens. And I think it's more interesting to let him do that now that he's had all his runs. Let him go on holiday for a bit, let him have some goddamn time off, and then keep Brian as the guy who's never, the only guy in the Blackpool Combat Club who's never won a belt in AEW, or Ring of Honor, I guess, but they're both pretty much the same thing at this point, let's face it. And I think that story is a great one to tell going forward.
Love that. I mean, I love the Brian bit. You mentioned this, I think it was last week or whatever it was, and I love that. I'd have them do that for as long as possible, and I'd have tiny little comments from people for weeks and months about every feud he has with anybody who isn't in the Blackpool Combat Club. I want them talking about that, and eventually I want to lose his mind.
Yeah, and the viciousness in ring that come out through it.
The new Brian Danielson.
we love quoting the office, in our office. Yeah. I love the idea of, like, you've had a championship. Yeah. You've had a championship. You know,
I want, like, all the wrestlers to be putting Brian stuff in jelly in the just to wind up in the locker room, but just never won anything. It'd be amazing.
I just realised as well, in your point on the curb stomp, on the one week where Rollins can't execute a curb stomp because Bobby Lashley's like, too strong.
Yep, sorry.
He's like, here's how you do
great,
it.
Great spot, by the way. Really
love
good
that spot.
Moxie, though, you mentioned there that he's probably going to lose it quick. I wouldn't have him lose it now, I don't think, real quick. I think MJF is 100% the right choice, but I don't think to take it off Mox again super quick now. I think that he's got a little problem there that Tony Khan needs to figure out, because I think that's the reason he didn't lose to Brian, for starters, because I think it would have just been weird if he lost. Like, his back-to-back losses against Punk and Brian wouldn't have been great for him, obviously. Yeah. But then that doesn't get any better if he just beats Brian and then loses to MJF, like, pretty quickly. I think there needs to be drawn out. And Max is pretty good in that. Max. And MJF is pretty good in that role of just sitting around and waiting. I mean, I could do with a lot less camera cuts to him.
Oh my God, I got
the gist. Who the hell was there? Kevin Dunn.
Jesus Christ.
Guest spotting for the night.
Who else can we get from WWE?
I thought I was being really picky. Like, I was watching it at home going, oh God, am I being like an arsehole that keeps showing him too much? Came into the office. Everyone was shooting off on it. I was like, yeah, I feel justified now. This is good.
I felt weird watching that show. I don't know what it was. I think it was a combination of factors, one of which was I was thinking, got to give it to Danielson. And I'll let it play out, but I think they should have put it on Brian Danielson, if I'm perfectly honest. But I can see the storyline that you've just laid out there going forward. But it also was the very Khan-esque decision to do three interference finishers and three interrupted promos back to back to back on this show, and it just took me completely out of it. So, in spite of the fact, and let's talk about it now, that you had this wonderful moment of the Acclaimed winning the tag team titles, finally, I don't know, it was a surreal experience. I felt guilty going online after the Dynamite, because I'm looking at everyone going, this show is amazing, and I just didn't quite feel it, despite some great work across the board, really.
Yeah, I 100% get where you're at with it. It's like, it's again those things of the sort of diminished returns when you just do it over and over and over again. And when you do get like a run like that, it's like it takes something away from it. And it's like, and you're like, oh, again. And then the next time it's like, oh, again. And it's like that thing that should be a happy moment is just slightly diminished because it wasn't clean. And it like kind of didn't really need to not be clean at that point.
Someone might need to explain to me who's more intelligent. But and I've loved the Acclaim Daddy Ass relationship. Yeah. It just that the I get it. You want to be involved. They did the famous thing in the go. Hey, they've won. It just didn't do it for me, man.
No,
really
it didn't feel
do
like
it for
you
me.
Needed to be involved in that.
Yeah. On a show where I felt like there was a lot of that. I felt like there was a lot of things that,
especially
I
if you're trying to cement them as a face as well. Like it wasn't that long ago that they turned face.
Yeah, if anyone's trying to like sort of capture it, you've got to look back at the previous and think, man, everybody was going wild for them. At all, like, and then just didn't pull the trigger on them, and you're like, and they had such a good match, and it's hard to know that in the moment. Lord, I still don't think calling an audible on the night would have been the right call, but I just think,
plus, no one would have remembered it.
No, that's very true. It all would have disappeared, but it just felt like we wanted it to be so good. We wanted all of these things that were on that show. We wanted them to be good, and the expectations were high because it's Grand Slam, and they tell us it's going to be the best show ever, and then ultimately, I felt myself, with most of them, wanting it more than actually was happening on the night. The main event was weird because he just got rushed off.
Yeah.
Didn't even get to see him get the belt put on him, which was weird.
Yep.
But I would have, the one reason that I think I actually wanted Mox deep down, just because I think he deserves to be like held in that high regard. But I love this narrative where Brian ends up picking up the belt every time CM Punk does something stupid in the company. Like, that was floating around. It was like, happened in Ring of Honor, I think, happened in WWE, then happened again in AEW. Yeah. You're not going to get that chance again. That was a real moment there in time where it was like, there's a lovely bit of chemistry, symmetry for you.
Yeah,
3 times in a row, but never mind. John Moxley's the champ. Everything's fine, everybody.
And
don't worry.
A huge deserved peppy for the Acclaim becoming the tag team champions. Excited to see what they do next. Mm. What do you make of Chris Jericho, Ring of Honor world champion? Or more importantly, the Ocho.
Yo, this is the most Chris Jericho thing I've ever seen, ever. And you know what it is? I don't even
begrudge him.
I don't begrudge him because in the grand scheme of things, and this is absolutely not, please don't come and mention Ring of Honor diehards. In the grand scheme of things, Chris Jericho winning that belt is not Chris Jericho winning the All Elite Wrestling Championship in this company yet.
Yes.
And that's not just me saying that. That is Tony Khan, the way he's presented like a lot of this stuff. That's how he's made me see it. But yeah, should he have been the first person to beat? Was he the first man to beat Claudio?
Oh, full stop. I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
because I think Claudio might have lost in a bigger match. Am I thinking? Was he part of the?
It's certainly singles. Probably.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't part of the team that lost to Jericho on that. Was he there when it was Mox and he hadn't joined?
Did he come down to make the save?
Yeah. No, he hadn't joined at that point when they lost the first match.
Right.
And then Brian was injured from the previous, so couldn't do the match. Then he comes in. And I think that's the first person to beat Claudio. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Get in my mentions, whoever. it's Adam Nicholas. But should that have been the guy? I don't know. But as soon as I saw Jericho and him were going towards it, I was like, they're not going to have Jericho lose. It's Jericho. Why would he lose? And if he does, there's going to have to be something really specific happens here. But I think the one thing is, it makes that narrative, doesn't it? It's all for the Daniel Garcia narrative, which is the one saving grace. Jericho wins by cheating, which is the most unhonorable but sports entertainment hijacking of this pure belt in the world ever. And then you got Daniel Garcia, who is the pure champion. You're like, okay, this is a good fit. This is that what's called the pure. Is it
the pure?
It's a pure. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just looking at cage match. If you don't count the casino ladder match, which it's not singles action. The last person to beat Claudio prior to Chris Jericho was, of course, Happy Corbin in under 4 minutes.
There it is. So he was the first, technically.
Yeah.
I don't think Asuka didn't count that battle royal.
No.
He's not true. Counting the casino ladder match.
Yeah, I thought this was hilarious. To start the show as well, I was like, here we go.
Open the show as well.
Open the show.
As soon as I was like, we're in for a weird night. Of course, Jericho was, because he's always got that thing in his head of, I'm not on first. I better be on last.
Yeah. Doing it in the unhonorable way for the Ring of Honor title. And I think it makes more sense if you take the tournament loss to Daniel Bryan out of the equation, which obviously wasn't supposed to happen because the tournament was only there because of unforeseen circumstances. Like, if you take that out, it kind of makes the logical progression of this Daniel Garcia story. Like he beat Danielson, he's beaten Claudio, like going through the Blackpool Combat Club, like proving that sports entertainment's better than pure wrestling and things, and fighting over Daniel Garcia's soul. But just the moment it happened was just, I genuinely laughed out loud because it was like, I was not expecting it at all. And then it happened and he pinned him 1, 2, 3. And it was kind of, there was no like big kickouts or finishes or anything. There was no like huge build up to the finish. And then it was.
It was the thing of, so obviously they did it throughout. He's like, tried to kick him in the bollocks once, gets caught, tries to hit him with Floyd the Bats, gets stopped. And you're like, okay, cool. So Claudio wins, and then Jericho goes, you know, I can be really good. I can either the pure title. I'm going to go after that. Oh, Daniel Garcia's got it. Oh, well, that's awkward. But and then he just went, whoop, kicking the bollocks, Judas effect. And I was like,
literally,
what?
Because of the Judas effect being so protected by Jericho as well. Yeah. R.I.P. Andrade's elbow, by the way. Far superior. As soon as he kicks him in the balls and hits him in the elbow, I'm like, well, that's like being hit by one truck and then another truck hits you on the way down the road. So, I mean, if you kick out of this, you are going all the way to the top, baby. He did not kick out of this.
Nevertheless, one of the undisputed highlights of Grand Slam was the arrival of Saraya, the former Paige in AEW. I said this to you on the news this morning, and you said it yourself as well. All this is just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just really nice. She's back, potentially back wrestling, and just her reaction to the reaction tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Great moment. I loved the pop from it, like the way that the music came on and the like videos, but like then when the name hit and that just eruption from the crowd, I was like, oh, yes, here we go. I just love those moments in general, like genuine like chills kind of thing watching it. It's like, this is absolutely fantastic. And then like just the look on her face and just being happy to sort of be back out there. And we know Paige's Pizzeria's story is long and storied and with many ups and downs. And it's been a long, long, long time coming, this, that she's been desperately trying to get cleared. And we still don't know whether she is cleared or not.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of have to assume that she will be going forwards.
I'll tell you what, if she's not.
If she's not, that's a big disappointment.
There's going to be some angry fans.
Somebody's have a word with commentary. Yeah. She can go.
Somebody's have a word with Taz, definitely.
But in terms of just that moment, that pop, that reaction that she got, and then immediately setting it up for a Britt Baker feud as well is absolutely perfect, because like that kind of thing, it doesn't need to be the title straight away. It's a perfect thing, like they're pumping your two biggest stars in the division going at it at some point, whenever it might be, hopefully. It's all just absolutely perfect. I love it. Huge shot in the arm for the women's division of AEW as well. Massive.
Especially because you keep breaking Britt Baker's nose. Stop doing it.
As soon as I saw them land on her face, yeah. I was like, oh no, that's bad. Not again. Not again. I loved all this. You know, there's nothing better when you're catching up on this at the early hours of the morning before work, and you get this mad pop and you're in a flat and it's just
echoing. I managed to watch it spoiler free as well, which helps with something like that.
Well, actually, first of all, kudos to them for not actually having this spoiled. Like, did anybody?
No.
Anybody on earth know that this was happening? And also, like, you're right there, Phil, the way they did it with the video, where I love it when they get that right, when it's like, don't just do it immediately. Have the music hit, we don't know who it is, and then it goes. Yeah.
It's just like the way you can film it as well, like cutting out that wide shot of the crowd, and you're just waiting for the eruption.
Get
the
pops, imagine if it had just been Roman Reigns' confused face.
you get the expression. Yeah, imagine that, man. Good grief. Thank you, cameramen of WWE.
Or like, instead of, I don't know, Edge's first spear back in the ring, you just cut
Don't. Shut up.
If you're that person, I do apologize. It's not your fault.
No, it is your fault. You and your stupid...
You look so goddamn happy.
Stupid. what I will say is, though, I can't be the only one who's going, oh, please don't mess this up, man. Because the women's division, it's, you know, we've said it again. It gets boring, we have to keep saying it, but it hasn't been what we want it to be yet.
Yeah.
It's certainly got better, like drastically better, and there are some excellent, excellent women's wrestlers in there. I just want to see them get a chance to do it all the time. That would be great, and hopefully this is maybe one of the things that will help them get over that line.
Yeah. I really hope that, obviously, she's got a huge, huge following coming to, like, stemming out of WWE, but if that actually moves the needle in terms of ratings and the first time, like, she's back on Dynamite, like, next week or something... That segment gets a big spike. That's like something that Tony Khan can't ignore.
Can't ignore that. And so, actually get some time on television.
And then
you're
like, oh, I can give these people time and they will get ratings and it will be fine. I don't have to ignore them each week.
We'll say this. The one thing I'm going to miss. I love Paige's theme in WWE.
Yeah, it was good.
It was such a banger. And I hope this... I was so lost in the pop that I don't even think I took in what our music sounded like. But I'm looking forward to finding that out again.
Whisper it. We may get two matches on Dynamite going forward
That's crazy talk. Crazy talk. Adam Wilborn.
Enough of all that. It's now time for a bloody good quiz. And this week's quiz is brought to you by Bob Van Slam.
Nice.
You want your name associated with the hashtag bloody good quiz, all you need to do is subscribe to What Culture Wrestling and leave us a review on there, preferably 5 stars. Bob hasn't gone for that. Bob went for 1 star. But
so Bob listens, is that
Bob, right, imagine this first word of your review of a podcast. You're not forced to listen to, by the way. Meh. AEW shills. AEW doesn't have any DQs because a majority of their matches are no DQ garbage matches, or the refs don't actually implement the rules to the wrestlers, which is apparently tag team wrestling matches. Oh, thanks for that, Bob.
Once again, and I'm going to do this now every time this happens, once again, Phil and I find ourselves being chastised for something we didn't do. Because who are we talking about here? This isn't me. That's not me and Phil related.
No, no, no.
This is you and Hamlet and Sidgwick and your little haters online.
You're reading out here where Hamlet and Sidgwick can't hear it.
Yeah, he's getting his ear out here.
We were very defensive of Monday Night Raw this week in a barrage of abuse from one side of these desks. And let me tell you, it's always fun being the mediator for those two, because they're obviously two fonts of knowledge. Is that the right phrase? They're just very intelligent.
They're both very old, yes. Well, no, Hamlet's really old. Yes. Sidgwick's just got 1 year closer, but still.
Indeed. But when we sat down to review Grand Slam, and like I say, I felt weird about it. It's a lot of people loved it, and that's you know, that's it's all subjective. When Hamlet said, I think I enjoyed Raw more than Dynamite this week. I thought, well, I'm going to have to separate a fight in a minute. Anyway, this week's quiz.
Just before you read out what the quiz is about, like me and Nicholas have a little bit, not a bet, but like something riding on this podcast as a whole, true, really. Yeah. And so do you, Adam Wilborn, because we said earlier that you wanted to go to the pub after this, and yeah, we would only join you if you do a good job today.
Okay, how am I doing after that intro song?
Well, you know, we'll see.
There's room for improvement, let's
say. You want your coat on, that's not a good sign. Well,
me and Phil, basically we've agreed that me and Phil are going regardless.
Right.
It's whether you're allowed to join.
Whether you're going. Whether you're given the, are you going, guys?
Whether you're
given guys, slow down.
Whether you get sent the correct location, however.
I do love the mental image of you two on a tandem riding up to the sunset.
We've already said, Phil. Peace. Phil's going to put me in the little basket on front of his bike. Like E.T. as we zip off to the pub.
Well, there's a lot riding on this quiz.
So no pressure at all. And obviously, I think what we would like, and get this up hopefully before we've left.
Yeah.
I'd like some instantaneous feedback online. If anyone can be bothered, just tell us whether he deserves it or not. Like, and you'll know very soon.
Yes. I guess it depends which contributor he stole this quiz from.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not a stolen quiz.
Oh, he's worked today.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Is it something you wrote like 5 years ago?
You can't steal your own work from 5 years ago, Phil.
It is, though, a combo quiz.
Combo.
5 questions about Soraya, or more specifically, 5 questions about Paige.
Right. Yeah, just tells me you couldn't think of 10, but... Okay.
And Adam, 5 questions...
Adam, Hangman.
...about bunnies. No, 5 questions about mystery reveals.
Okay.
Okay, you can actually pick which quiz you want first.
So you think because you think you're going to try...
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, hang on. Well, let's call this what it is, Phil. He thinks he's going to show off by doing what is 2 quizzes, in his words. I'm doing air quotes. That's not 2 quizzes. That's half. 2 halves of a quiz, which is 1 quiz.
I want the order to alternate between...
Yes, that's what I would like.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah. Good choice.
I'm glad. That's why we're on the tandem. And you're in the bin.
Somehow make this out of home.
Right. Question 1 is about Paige.
Jesus Christ. What could possibly go wrong here?
Multiple.
The pressure's getting to him already.
Multiple choice. Shouting name. Wait for me to come to you. And remember, it's, well, normally just for fun.
It's just
there's
for
a lot more riding on it.
Still fun for us today.
Question number 1. Which family member was Paige's first recorded match alongside as part of a tag team? Mother, father, brother, or uncle?
Ooh, Nicholas. Ooh. I don't know this. And I've never seen the film either,
normally,
so I don't know
the question. Yeah, normally you'd be like, well, it's going to rule out. It's
anything goes.
I'm going to say uncle.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Mother, father, or brother, Phil. Who's she tagging with?
I don't know. Do you wanna know? I kind of want to go with the mother. But I also know it's the Knight family, and they're a bit weird.
She was 13 when she first wrestled somewhere.
I think it might be brother, you know. Mm. I think it's brother. I thought it was brother or uncle. That was the 2 I had in mind.
Screw you, I'm going mother.
Okay.
Mother?
Yep.
Yay!
Hey! Never listen to Nicholas is the motto we take away from this.
Question number 2. Going to take you back to the mystery reveal of... Hang on, 1 second. Who stole the...
Egg!
The Cleopatra egg. Remember that from Survivor Series?
Oh, no.
Oh, is The Rock going to show up? God. Well, sort of. A member of the cast of Rock's most recent film is going to show up. Which, remember, the egg.
I like that this was of the basis that the company they were working with to do the joint promotion or whatever just weren't happy with them just mentioning it. Like, what else can we do? Well, we've got this egg.
just a reminder, the reveal of that was, it was Austin Theory who stole the egg. And what was his punishment? A world title match.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah, it was a very different time. I would have only been into the egg properly if Danny DeVito had been the one backstage giving the egg out to whoever needed it in this trying time.
I would watch that.
Yeah, me too. Why isn't Danny DeVito on more wrestling, actually?
Get the trash man in WWE.
Yeah, get him in.
I saw a thing about him. I'm not sure if it was a recent podcast thing or not.
We do great quizzes, don't we?
Yeah. But it was about him, I think, taking his own anchovies or something to parties to put on pizza. And I was like, you do know you don't have to play your character from It's Always Sunny all the time, don't you?
I did enjoy him going absolutely bonkers on Twitter.
Yes, I was just about to mention this. Unbelievable. He was live tweeting, what was a new film or TV show that he's in? Yeah. And like, it was happening, but no, he had not told anyone. He was live tweeting. So it just looked like he was having a mental breakdown. Just like 10 to 15 to 20 tweets of all just like very random, no context.
Really, really random.
It was so funny, man.
I thought that up.
Oh, very, very funny.
So anyway.
Funny from the fact that nobody knew what was going on. Yeah. Not funny that people have mental breakdowns. Oh, exactly. Just funny from the,
anyway,
the element.
Back to the...
Hey. It was wild.
How much was Vince McMahon's Cleopatra egg allegedly worth?
God,
is it $1 million? $10 million, $100 million, or $200 million?
Jesus. Phil,
go on, Phil.
They're not going to go too mad with this. $1 million. Keep it casual.
I think you're wrong.
No, that's wrong.
You are aware who this company is, right? Oh, there's only 15 people at the show.
1 million people attended.
I was thinking 9, so I'm going to go with 10.
No, dear, that's wrong.
100 million.
You goddamn idiot.
Stupid painted egg.
Who ended Paige's undefeated streak in NXT?
Oh,
was
crap.
It Sasha Banks, Summer Rae, Emma, or Alicia Fox?
Phil, and I don't know why, but I had Summer Rae in my head. So I'm going to go with Summer Rae.
Yay!
Hey, what a waste.
She the announcer. She like jumped her or something, didn't she?
What a waste. Oh, I won't even take that back. I will not take that back. Paige in one hand, Summer Rae. And I mean this metaphorically, you creeps. Come on. Come on. What are we doing here?
Question 4. Which of these men were never a member of Aces and Eights in TNA?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Me.
No, me. Us?
Mr. Anderson, Austin Aries, Lever Bates, or D'Lo Brown? I realise I said which
Nicholas.
Of these men. I might say which of these people.
Nicholas, I don't know. That's bad on you. We'll let you go with that one. Hey, this isn't going to work out for his pints.
No, this is not looking good.
I don't know, but I think it would be funny that Austin Aries wasn't in it. So there you go. I don't know.
Yay!
There you go. Yeah.
Lever Bates help kidnap Sting, I think, or
yep,
something.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I feel like Austin Aries might have been on the outside, like, "Hey guys, can I? Nope, no, you cannot play."
Everyone know who you are, Austin. Question:
Lever Bates kidnapped me once, except she was dressed as some weird crab creature.
Was that in New York?
Yeah,
the kaiju thing.
Yeah,
hey, that's pretty cool. You can see that online.
I remember All Culture Wrestling.
Online.
Online. On our YouTube channel. On that thing that pays for our jobs.
What do we do again?
I remember you telling us about this because we all split off, I think, when we went to New York. And I remember, I don't sleep on flights, so I hadn't slept for about 30-odd hours. And then the next day, I woke up quite early because we were going to the what's it called? Not StarCast. The
WrestleCon.
WrestleCon.
There he is.
And you were like, yeah, so I got kidnapped by like a crab creature and thrown in the back of a car last night. I was like, what happened to you?
Yeah, like,
me and Chris just went to the Ghostbusters fire station.
I knew we were in for a weird night when me and Murray were getting the subway across to the first event, which was on that night. I can't remember what it was. But actually turns
DDC
out...
DDC or something, wasn't it?
Konosuke Takeshita was on that show.
Was he?
We watched him on that show, but obviously I had no idea who he was at the time, so... But apparently he was on that show. What was it called again?
DDT.
DDT. No, I'm trying to think of the venue. I'm trying to remember. It's like the famous venue, isn't it? Anyway, not relevant. The funny part was on that subway across, I was looking at Andy Murray as he was, we're both going across, and I was just deep in thought, but I looked at him, and he was just gazing off into nothingness, and then he just started weirdly smiling. but it was like a no-teeth smile, if that makes sense. He's just like... His mouth was moving, and he was just gazing off into nothing. And I was like, "Are you all right? What's like? What are you laughing at?" He's like, "What?" He's completely oblivious to what was going on. His brain had shut down entirely. I don't know where he was, but it looked like a really good time.
Question number 5: What job other than wrestler did Paige say she wanted to do?
Wanted to do or did?
No, wanted to do. Teacher. policewoman, zoologist, or flight attendant?
Interesting.
Ooh, Phil. Ooh, although I don't know. I think it's between one of two.
It might be between one of four.
One of two. I'm going to go with teacher.
Ooh. No, dear, that's wrong.
I think you've put flight attendant in there because Becky Lynch used to be a flight attendant. So what's the other two?
Policewoman or zoologist?
Both. I'd say great choices in terms of for me to have to guess.
Yes.
I'll let you read into which ones are which. I'd want her to be a zoologist, so why not? I don't want her to be a policewoman.
Yay!
Hey!
That was the other one that I had in my
Always
dream.
Go with your gut.
Yeah.
Always listen to Nicholas, is what I think the motto is of this podcast.
And if you're wondering how well the quiz is going so far, we're at the halfway point and it's all tied up. So
excellent. Just the way we like
so
it.
So far. Oh, you'll like this question. Hang on. Not that.
You can't.
Six.
Here we go.
What, according to at least something I read on whatculture.com, what was originally planned to be in Eric Rowan's cage? You remember it was a spider?
I do remember the spider,
Drew
yes.
McIntyre killed?
Yeah.
The giant soft toy spider, yeah. Let's have it right. Like, it wasn't an actual spider. Let's call us what it is.
Yes,
here.
Quite right. So what was originally planned to be in there? Was it a doughy rat? Was it a baby? Was it a dragon? Or a Bray Wyatt puppet from the Firefly Funhouse?
I am go with incredibly shocked that Hornswoggle isn't on that list.
No.
That's a really good idea.
What were they again?
A doughy rat. A baby, a dragon, or a puppet from Bray Wyatt's Firefly Funhouse. I like some of the other options that I read about was nothing. Oh, that didn't go down well. Nothing in it.
Which is ironically what was actually happening for weeks and weeks.
Yes. Or the other one was just a camera, and I was like, what?
I got no clue.
I will go for this, because I don't have a clue either. I like the idea of them trying to have a baby in there and this baby not causing a ruckus somehow. Not that I want anything bad to happen to babies.
Just has a really well-behaved baby.
Yeah, really well-behaved, well-cut and shot moment, yeah, where the baby was literally in for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Why not a baby? Eric Rowan's weird little bearded baby.
Ooh. Could have been good.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What's a point? What's a stupid point?
I'm going to go with a dirty rat.
A dirty rat?
Why not?
Yay! Hey!
Well, how is that better than a baby?
How is it better than a spider?
A bearded baby, man. Just think about that for a minute.
Back to Paige. 3-2 to Phil. Question 7. Who didn't Paige face en route to become the inaugural NXT Women's Champion? Emma, Alicia Fox, Aksana, or Tamina?
He loves putting Alicia Fox in there so he can do the voice, doesn't he?
He does. Tamina.
Tamina.
Ain't nobody meaner than Tamina.
No, dear, that's
wrong. Get past her in the first round.
Who's my options?
Emma.
Oh, you know what it is? I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm going to go with Alicia Fox because she keeps saying a stupid name like that.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Oh, ran into my trap.
Trip.
She fought Tamina, then Alicia Fox, and then obviously Emma.
I remember the Emma being the one at the end.
Aksana was on the other side of the bracket.
I don't even remember facing Aksana.
I definitely remember facing Aksana at some point, which is why I thought Tamina.
Yeah.
So, you remember when Vince McMahon got exploded in the car?
Yeah, I remember.
Which they obviously had to...
What happened there?
They had to,
he died.
Blew up in a limo, and then they obviously had to retcon it all. Mm. But I read the thing about who was set to replace Vince McMahon after he got exploded in storyline, and it was another McMahon.
After he got exploded.
Not Shane or Steph, but was it Kenneth McMahon, Roderick McMahon, Wilfred McMahon or Montgomery McMahon?
Phil. Kenneth.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I want it to be Montgomery so bad. I don't think it is.
You've got Roderick, Wilfred or Montgomery.
They're all crap. Montgomery's not. You know what it is? I'm going to just keep going with the ones I want. Let's have it be Montgomery. Why not?
No, yeah. Dear,
I was waiting
wrong.
To recognize one of those as it went through.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his brother or something.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I couldn't remember. Is it Roderick?
Kenneth.
It is Roderick. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, final couple of questions.
What a good run here, Phil. What's that, four incorrect answers?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
It's 3-2 to Phil right now. Two questions to go.
Okay.
Delving deep into the, you know, we talked about what an incredible career Paige has had. What characters does she play in Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania?
I hate you so much.
And by that, I mean the animal.
This is not boding well for your pace.
He's not calling the ball.
Damn it, I thought this was going to be the real kicker for me.
Oh, you're getting kicker, all right. To the curb.
Does she play an otter, a puffin,
oh, you...
a penguin, or a chicken?
Get your pen out.
Phil.
Get your pen out and mark it down, you piece of s***.
Phil. Puffin.
Yay!
Hey, the puffin!
Worth it.
All right, you can come to the pub after.
Hey.
Oh, no, I wasn't didn't mean that. Let's not go wild.
Final question. Again from TNA. Listen. It's a clip I feel you've seen. Do you remember when Tito Ortiz walked out in TNA and
the
crowd went...
Oh, my God. Who the hell is this?
Right, that.
Let me just say this before he does this question.
Hello.
Like, this needs to be really good. Because at the minute, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence, fair. Yeah. You know, and if it was worth more points, if I got the points and we ended up drawing, I'm just saying that would enhance your chances. Is what I'm saying. In theory.
And that means it's double points. question 10. So when Tito Ortiz is revealed in TNA as the man behind August 1 Warning...
Ah, that famous thing. Yeah,
yes. I remember August 1 Warning.
I remember it fondly.
What?
I like that someone who loves TNA is going really mad right now. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I was doing other things.
So there's a lot of comments in the YouTube comment section about Mr. Anderson's reaction to this. He's meant to sell it as the leader of it's Aces and Eights stuff, which apparently Tito Ortiz subsequently joined. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And didn't do anything, obviously, because he's an MMA fighter and probably Strikeforce or somewhere.
Was Aces and Eights just the entire TNA roster except for Austin Aries?
Not like this.
And Bully Ray until he was revealed to be the leader of Aces and Eights. So, yes.
Get out of the way, Austin Aries. I've got a faction to run.
That Simpsons thing of just moving the sheep out the way for the cute one.
Volleyed them. Picked them up and volleyed them down the corridor. Goodbye.
He's little too, so it'd work.
Oh, dear. So Tito Ortiz reveals man behind August 1 Warning. But what does the top YouTube comment say about Mr. Anderson's reaction?
Awesome.
Okay, so it starts, Mr. Anderson looks like... What's the rest of this comment?
Okay.
Mr. Anderson looks like he just watched The Streak end. Mr. Anderson looks like he's seen a jacked ghost. Mr. Anderson looks like he can't decide what he wants for his dinner.
There's the one. He's put the shotgun in you.
Or Mr. Anderson looks like he just accidentally shit himself.
I'll let Nicholas take this one.
Oh.
Since it's for the double points.
What's the options again?
Watch The Streak end, seen a jacked ghost, can't decide what he wants for dinner, or accidentally had a bit of an accident.
Accidentally. I know what I want it to be, which has not served me well too well so far. What were the options again?
Mr. Anderson looks like he's just watched The Streak end.
Yeah.
Like he's just seen a jacked ghost.
Yeah.
Like he can't decide what he wants for his dinner.
Right.
Or like he just accidentally...
Pooped his pants.
Indeed.
It was a top comment.
Mm-hmm.
That would suggest pooped your pants, but I don't know. It's the real crux of it. Let's go with the... I don't know. I just don't know. They're all so crap. Why are any of these the top comment? Poop these pants. Go hey. On. It's not that, but poop these pants. God damn it.
No, dear. That's wrong.
Yeah.
I'll go with jacked ghost. Why not?
I think it might be The Streak, you know.
Maybe.
No, dear. That's wrong.
It's dinner, isn't it?
Mr. Anderson looks like he can't decide what he wants for his dinner.
Top comment.
Which is not the way to react to the most terrifying force coming into... Did I leave the... gas on, actually. It's so funny. Go and watch it. It's on YouTube. It's not difficult to find.
And a rare clip I have seen from TNA.
All this build up, and then he comes out, and you go, God, bloody hell, what's he going to do now? I said, what's he going to do? He's just stood there and folded his arms for 2 minutes, and they've gone, bloody hell, it's Tito Ortiz. And everyone in the crowd's going, who's this?
Oh, dear.
Which means Phil Chambers, 4-2, you are the winner of this week's quiz. Let us know how you got on and whether or not you think I should be able to go to the pub on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. Whilst you're there, you can follow all three of us. You can follow the winner of this week's quiz, Phil Chambers, on Twitter at
Phil My Chambers. And you can follow Adam Nicholas at
It's Adam Nicholas. And you can, well, does he deserve it?
You can let Wilborn know whether he's allowed to go to the pub or not.
Yeah, okay. Let's do
Adam Wilborn. I recontracted, so I didn't do the whole it's Adam Wilborn thing that I do. God damn it, I did anyway. Yes, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, got the Rampage, Grand Slam, and the SmackDown previews available right now. And on Sunday, we're going to be talking, myself, Phil, and Cedric, about who should be the next AEW champions. But for now, this has been Wrestle Culture. My thanks to Adam, to Phil. Thank you for joining us, and we see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.